So I want to get into this next story where HBO decided to go after Sinclair Broadcast Group. The group is about to become the largest single group owning television stations in the country. It's going to have an average total viewership of 2.9 million households. Now, the piece, it was the, John Oliver on his show Last Week Tonight went after the group saying that they run these must-air pieces. They force stations to run these pieces. One of them was focused on Pastor Aubrey Shines, and here's what John Oliver said.
Let me give you a taste of a must-run story that ran just a month before last year's election.
How can Americans, especially blacks and Latinos in America, support Hillary Clinton?
It's a surprising message coming from a black pastor. But evangelical Bishop Aubrey Shines is spreading a message of why he believes Hillary Clinton's Democratic Party isn't good for black Americans.
Party that gave this country slavery. The KKK. Jim Crow laws.
Whoa, hold on. Just hold on a second there. Because first, Democrats gave this country slavery? It's a little more complicated than that. And you can maybe see why that could be news in Florida. Tampa pastor makes crazy video. But that piece ran in Columbus, El Paso, Omaha, Syracuse, Seattle, Green Bay, Tulsa, and stations all over the country.
Okay, let's get reaction from Pastor Aubrey Shines. He's right here with us on 1320 WILS. Pastor Shines, great to have you here.
Always great being with you, Mike. Always great being with you. Thanks for having me.
Called you crazy Tampa pastor. What would you make of that?
Well, you know what's interesting? If you look at the piece, and we did, he never denied. He just said it's a bit more complicated. That's like me asking you, hey, Mike, is your name Mike? And you go, well, it's a bit more complicated. No, it's either it is or it isn't. And the facts are, guys like that, liberal groups like that, they are just singed at the fact that groups like mine have exposed the DNC party, its history, and what they're doing, and how it is wreaking havoc, not just on blacks, but on white and all Americans alike, and we've exposed it, and they're just losing their mind as a result of it.
Obviously, he was trying to say, look, the Democratic Party of that day is not the same Democratic Southern Party of today. Do you think things have changed?
No, I don't. I don't think things have changed. Nothing. Go out, Mike, and take a look. Not you, but of course your audience. If everyone were to go out right now and take a look at the platform of the DNC party, they would find basically the same dynamic. They're race baiters. You would find them continuing to pit us against each other, white and black, those who have more, those who have less. They're still the party, by the way, that according to Margaret Sanger felt that blacks were inferior, and they're the only party that still supports abortions at the rate they do in the black community. So, no, I don't see any changes at all in that party.
Okay, so how is it that they're getting the vast majority of black votes?
Ignorance. When you have the 1964 Civil Rights Bill that was passed, and Johnson, being a Democrat, passed it, by the way, reluctantly, and I wish people just really knew their history, blacks shifted at that point because prior to the 60s, blacks were not voting for the Democratic Party. It just did not happen because they were the party that obstructed blacks from freedom here in this great country.
Okay, and so what were the Republicans offering them back then?
Freedom. This was the whole Abraham Lincoln, Frederick Douglass piece. This was the whole Stevenson piece. It was that they believed that all men were created equal. Let's not forget this one caveat, and I've challenged some on a TV show once before. If anyone were to just simply go out and look at who owned slaves at any particular time, this is one caveat you would never find. There were no Republicans that owned slaves. They were only the Democratic Party. That is a historical fact.
Okay, so when you look at Southern Democrats, back in those days, compare them to a Democrat like Bill Clinton, is there really any similarity there?
Well, Bill certainly acquiesced to the black community, and a lot of blacks felt that he was, quote, according to Time and other magazines, this is the first black president, because after all, he played a horn. He went on black shows. He seemed to be somewhat sympathetic to blacks in America, but if you look at the policies had nothing to do with the person in that regard. So, again, the Democratic Party, Mike, cannot escape their past. They cannot escape their obstructionist future right now. again, they are still the party that is pitting people against each other, whether it's the Black Lives Movement, whether it's the Hillary Clinton types, anyone that has a religious position other than the Democrats, they're still a party that cannot stand Israel. So I don't see a lot of changes in this party, and this is why when I did that piece, and even for Breitbart, and that piece, by the way, was on 170-plus stations, then a PR firm grabbed my video, and it went into 60 million homes. Mike, we had tremendous success certainly navigating other black leaders to get away from the Democratic Party, and we saw it in the election, and this is why I've been targeted.
Do you think most black Americans are not aware of the historical nature of the Democratic Party?
Oh, we know that they're not. We know that they're not. The pollings that we did and the videos that I produced, and it was just a four-minute video, this is why that video had such impact. I wish I had hours to tell you the impact of black leaders, by the way, that were 100% supporters of Barack Hussein Obama. When they saw that video, it just blew their lids. They had to, many of them actually went back into their congregations, apologized, and said, this is information. We feel horrible. We did not know this information. Others that didn't go that far did come out in their pulpits. And I mean, these are black, white churches alike, Hispanic churches, and said, you know what? We can no longer vote for the Democratic Party. Those were stories, by the way, that various media outlets would not pick up, even though they were forwarded that same information. They were trying to help shape the narrative, and thank God they were not able to successfully do so.
Then the pastor, Aubrey Shines, founder of the Glory to Glory Ministries. Now, John Oliver, what he said was that piece of yours was a must run by Sinclair, which is now going to become the largest single group of television stations in the nation. This is a big deal here. Is that true?
No, not only is it not true, John Oliver is very, very insulting. If you look at the whole piece, he likened my piece to him going out getting a haircut, as if though him voluntarily getting a haircut had some kind of relevance as related to blacks who were forced into chains to work as slaves. It's sickening. It's pathetic. And this is what the left does. When they cannot win the intellectual argument, it becomes one where they castigate by throwing names and calling someone silly or ignorant or whatever it is that they do. They can't win it intellectually. Therefore, they find themselves demeaning others through some little petulant attitude, acting like children. That's what you see in this this comic.
Well, he also said there was a counterpoint to your in the piece where there was someone arguing against what you said. But he said that they were cut off quickly and that they weren't. Basically, the guy said it was a bit more complicated than the way the piece was putting it.
Well, I can tell you about the professor who said that. And by the way, he wasn't cut off. That's the way that Oliver presented it to his HBO audience. When that guy had a rebuttal, it was a complete rebuttal. The problem with the rebuttal, he had no facts. He just said it was just a bit more complicated. So, again, they never argued, even the rebuttal gentleman that they had, the professor there out of the Maryland area, he was never able to argue it historically. He never said that my data was wrong. He never said, oh, by the way, Bishop Aubrey Shines, that's incorrect information. He has his stats wrong. None of the above. Here was the only argument. Oliver proved it by simply saying, it's a bit more complicated than that. Mm. And that's their only result. They just throw something out there and hoping people will go, well, maybe it's a bit more complicated. Mm. No, it's not complicated. Those were the facts, are the facts, and they cannot run from those facts.
Because part of what he was arguing, John Oliver, was that people should now be aware that Sinclair may be owning their local television stations, and that pieces like this, he said, he called them a must run, where somehow stations are forced to run pieces that Sinclair dictates. What do you say to that?
Well, again, it's silly. What I find interesting, Mike, is this. Once an individual has a particular view and it's not shared by the mainstream media, yeah, all of a sudden it's forced, it's coerced. Yet these are the same individuals that say, hey, you should have a choice to do anything you want, including changing your identity any other day that you decide to.
Right.
But
right,
the moment that a media outlet says, let's hear another side, let's hear a traditional side, let's hear an American side that has a perspective from a Judeo-Christian, oh my God, that, then, you know, it's Armageddon time. We got to run. We got to hide the kids from it. It's silly. They can't handle the facts. They can't not handle the history, and therefore they're trying to demean us by simply castigating us by calling us names. But it's not going to work because I'm going back on air again very, very soon to rebut his silly behavior.
Now, what do you think the impact of Sinclair, what is it going to be on television news here?
whoa, God, they look like they're doing a great job. Their outreach is tremendous. And I think the more the merrier. I think anytime one begins to break up this monopoly that we see, remember, here are the facts. 90% of all of journalism right now, these are the same individuals, which I'm not opposed to any individual given to whatever political group they want to, but at this junction, 87 to 92% of all contributions are given to one political party. By the way, that's the Democratic Party. And with other potential media outlets now growing, challenging that norm, I think you're going to begin to see a more fair and a more balanced approach where people are able to hear both sides of an argument, not necessarily with the narrative already predetermined by its editorial board.
And you said you've got another piece coming. What's that going to be about?
Well, I'm in D.C. this coming up week. I'm going to be meeting with some of the powers to be to see if and how we should respond to John Sinclair. Hey, look, what he just did, he just gave us some free publicity.
Yeah.
And so I really appreciate it, because one thing he can't do, they can't argue the facts.
It's Pastor Aubrey Shines, founder of Glory to Glory Ministries. And now, do you have some kind of a relationship with Sinclair Broadcast?
No, none at all. They just picked it up, Mike, because my the charts were off the chart. Our metrics did incredibly well when we began to air, and it was so powerful. They reached out to me asking, could they interview me? So, no, I had no connections, don't know how to even get those type of connections, but I was really appreciative that they were bold enough just to look at the facts and go, wow, this is some great information. They deemed it to be so, and obviously so did their listening audience across the country, because the response was overwhelming.
Yeah, but you even got John Oliver's attention.
Yeah, again, this is a Brit. By the way, this is a UK guy that hates our values. I think what he should probably be doing is looking at the focus, what's going on in the UK, and it's pretty bad. When you have 4,000 young women that are national people there that are being raped by immigrants that are coming in, I think they have a bigger fish to fry, and he probably should have fried it. But I'm going to help put it on skillet, and I'm going to help fry it for him just in a few more days.
It's Pastor Aubrey Shines right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Pastor Shines.
Hey, great being with you, Mike. Yeah. Thanks for having me.